If you have your Bible, turn this evening with us to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. The Bible says, "Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you." I want you to notice that. "Even as it is with you. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men." For now watch this. "For all men have not faith." For all men have not faith. "But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord, touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts in the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God be my help, on this thought. Remembering the lost. Remembering the lost. If we ain't careful, we forget what the object of being a child of God is. And it's to go into highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. That God said His house might be full. Who's going to be in His house? Hopefully our loved ones. Hopefully our kinfolk. Hopefully those children, the ones that we care for, we care about, is going to be in the house of God. And so we need to remember the lost, because we need to realize that we're living in the last days. We're living in days of apostasy. Amen? When there's a falling away, a world philosophy. We're living a time of a false science and deception, and it's everywhere. They're trying to tell us today that the right is wrong and wrong is right. Amen? But I'm glad that I have an authority on what's right, and it's called the Word of God. Amen? And it dictates to us, it gives us that shows us the right way. And it helps us to walk therein. Amen? But he said, if we ain't careful, we get caught up. There's so much textual criticism and things today. And if we ain't careful, we get caught up instead of just taking the Word of God and loving it and believing it and living it, praise God, for God's glory. Asking Him to help us, amen, along the way. But we see the things that's happening today. There's so many evil traditions that's coming along. We see that mess caught up in Romanism, in the Roman Catholic Church. We see it taking place with the scribes and the Pharisees. He said in Mark 17:13, he said, "Making the word of God of none effect through your tradition." He said, "Through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such like things do ye." Amen? He said, you get caught up in your traditions, amen. If we ain't careful, we'll get caught up in our traditions and we'll forget to worship God. Amen. If we ain't careful, that's why sometimes I just kind of mix it up. It throws the devil a curve. He don't know where I'm at. Amen. Because we get caught up in a tradition. We get caught up in a ritual, if you will, and we just start performing that ritual. But I want to say, glory be God, I'm glad God's bigger than a ritual. We're living in a world today, and paganism's coming in. I mean, it's almost taken over. There's so many people that claim not to believe anything. And there's so many that believe that follow other gods. And we know that they are no gods. Amen? There is no such thing as another god. There's only one. Amen. Glory be to God. And His name's the Lord Jesus. Amen. He's our God, our Savior, our Lord. Praise God, our all in our all. But the goal of paganism is to get us away from it, to get us caught up in this the fascism of the world, if you will, a dictatorship, and them dictating to us what we can think and what we can say and what we can believe. And we're coming to a point, even in America, that they're trying to say it's wrong for you to stand for your First Amendment, but praise God, they can stand for theirs. I'm confused. I'm living in a time of confusion. I don't understand. Our liberal college, our liberal schools, our liberal professors said, "You know what? Your church, you don't have the right to come in and tell us your religious views. But you got to disallow them. You got to stay away from them. You can't bring them here. But we won't tell you what we believe. We want to dictate to you the things that you need to know." Amen. They think that we're stupid. But I want to say, I'm not stupid. Praise God. I have a God, and He's real. And He lives in my heart, praise God. But what's happening, we can see this thing playing out in these last days in which we live. And I'm saying all this to say we need to remember the lost. Because the lost people don't have no help, they don't have no hope, they don't have no encouragement, and there's certainly no encouragers in this world to help them along the way. They're lost. They're without God in this world. And that fascism that's coming along, these dictators and the socialism that they're trying to bring in the day and hour we live. Amen? It's trying to control our lives. Amen. Well, no, it don't work. But we see it. It's taking place. It's taking place in the Church of Rome. And the new Pope is starting to say now that they need to join together and they need to work with these Muslims. You see what's happening? Amen? We're living in the last days. The Lord said in Revelation chapter 17, He said that great whore would rise up. That mystery Babylon, amen. And they're going to rise up and they're going to bring a nation, bring peoples together. They're going to take the peoples in the Roman church and the Muslims, going to come together and unite in a fascist reign of this world, praise God. But I want to say glory be to God, there's one that reigns bigger. Amen. That's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He is God Almighty, praise God. And His people, He said the church will stand.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Said it'll have the church will stand when all else fails. But we need to remember as these things are happening, there is lost people. We need to remember the lost. While all this is playing out, we need to remember the lost. Amen?
Amen.
People are lost. The reason they don't act right, the reason they don't live right, the reason they don't talk right is because they're lost. Amen. If you're here tonight, please just get this. Just get that. People that's around you, that's disturbing you, that's causing you problems and grief, amen. Just remember, they're lost. That the enemy ain't them, it's the devil. It's that demon force that's driving them to do what they do that makes us crazy. Amen. Praise the Lord. But there's a good God of heaven, praise God, that's there to help us. We see what takes place here as Paul begins to talk to the Thessalonians. He tells them in chapter 1 that they just need to be thankful to God. And he begins thanking God, in verse 2 of chapter 1, for grace and peace. Amen? Thank God for the saving grace of God.
Amen.
That brings that peace that passes understanding. See, there's a whole world out here that's trying to find peace and hope and joy and love and all these things, praise God, without the grace of God. But without the grace of God, praise God, there is no peace. Amen. But I have peace, praise God. I have peace in my heart. I have peace in my life because I have grace. Amen. Paul said, what we got to do? He said, we got to thank God for grace. He said, grace unto you and peace from God, our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Where does peace come from? It comes from grace. Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, that brings peace to your heart. You say, well, preacher, I get all discouraged. I get all discouraged, amen. So praise God. He said, what do you need? You need Jesus, more Jesus in your heart. Amen. Jesus in your heart pushes out that old mess and gets you all upset. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, so what we need is grace. He said, have that grace. And he thanked God for grace. And he goes on and says, thank Him for faith that grows. Amen. Ain't you glad your faith is growing? I hope our faith is growing. In verse 3 of chapter 1, he said, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, and as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. Amen. Praise God. He said, your faith is growing exceedingly. Praise God. Every time you see God doing something, praise God, you recognize, you realize it's God, and you give God the praise. Amen. That's growing faith. And he said, it's growing exceedingly. He said, it's growing out of bounds. Amen. He said, it's growing in a large manner. Praise the Lord. He said, what are you talking about? I'm talking about remembering the lost. See, they don't have these particles in their life to help them along the way. We've got that. That's what makes us different. That's what makes you unique today. Amen. A devil comes along, praise God, tells you ain't, tell him you is. Say, I is unique, praise God, because I have grace and I have faith, amen, and that God has given me through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Through my faith, believing in Him. My faith's growing, amen. Not only that, he said, charity toward one another. He said, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. Now what is charity? 1 Corinthians 13 says, for charity is love in action. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, there's something happening down at the church house. He said, there's charity that's toward each other. That's a rare commodity in these days that we live. Amen. Charity toward, and when we're living in a world, praise God, don't think no about nobody but themselves. Amen. Say amen on me. Amen. Praise God. But to see charity grow, and he said it's a charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. Amen. He said that love in action, praise God. He said it's abounding. It's being poured out, praise God. People's realizing, recognizing, excited about it. He said things are getting bigger. Praise God. He said this thing's just getting bigger and bigger and more lovely all the while. Amen. You know, we can't love each other if we don't love Jesus. If we never learn to love Jesus supremely, praise God, we can't help but love each other. Amen. I love every one of you. Praise God. I hope you love me. Amen. We love each other. Praise God. It's a abounding thing. Praise God. It's an abundant thing. An abundant love. Like Brother Rex talking about a while ago, we love each other. It's what makes us special. That's what makes this place unique. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, not only that charity toward each other, but he said that patience and faith. Amen. In verse 4, he says, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecuted tribulations that you endure. He says patience in faith. Amen. Patience and faith, but it's also patience in faith. It's patience in our faith because we're remembering the lost. Amen. We have to have patience in our faith, praise God, because there's a whole lot of people around us today that are lost. I said it before, Brother Ralph Sexton Sr. said years ago, 85% of people sitting in our fundamental independent Bible-believing churches are lost. They've never truly been born again. Amen? You say, well, preacher, what if I ain't born again? You're lost. You've never been saved. He said, he told Nicodemus, ye must be born again. He said, you got to be born from above, praise God. You got to be born of the Word and of the Spirit, praise God. This Word, praise the Lord. Hey, listen, this blessed old King James Bible, it has to prick your heart and show you you're no lost sinner in needing of a Savior, praise God. And you got to confess your sins, ask Jesus, forgive you of your rotten self, praise God, and that He might save you. So he can move in, praise God. He ain't going to come into some old contaminated thing. The blood. Being born again is having the blood applied to your life. Amen. Realizing that Jesus shed His blood, praise God, and He shed it for you, just like He shed it for me. Amen. He shed His blood on the cross of Calvary so that we could be saved by putting our faith in that blood that was shed for you and me. So he said, in patience, praise God, we wait in patience, we work in patience, we live, we worship in patience. Amen. I know what you're saying. You're saying, preacher, I need patience. Lord, I need patience, and make it quick, because I'm about to kill somebody. Amen. Amen. Oh, me. But we work in patience. With patience, patience and faith come together. Praise God. We're patient because of faith. We're patient in our faith. Waiting, trusting in the Lord. Realizing, praise God, He's going to do marvelous things. Amen. Marvelous things. Things that we can't even begin to imagine, praise God, when we wait patiently on Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we have that patience and faith. He tells us about that patience we have. Amen. To just stay in that good fight of faith and not be a quitter. Amen. Have you ever, now just be honest. Have you ever thought about quitting? Huh? We got one honest person. I see heads a noggin. You thought about quitting, giving up, throwing in the towel? What's the use? Amen. Praise God, but Hebrews chapter 10. I thought about that today. I thought about quitting. Amen. Sometimes I quit twice a day. Sunday morning, Sunday night. Amen. I'm being honest. I come up, boy, I do my best. I study, I read, I pray, and pray, and praise God, I get up, and it's just like pushing a rope. You ever try to push a rope? Amen. It just kind of wads up at your feet. Amen. Don't go far. And you look back there, and it's just like everybody just back there, like, okay, here he goes again. Amen. Heard this one before. Amen. And I don't even preach on Bill Gates. I don't reckon I've ever mentioned him. Amen. But when I get done, I get Brother John, you get discouraged. Get in the car and say, boy, that's a mess. Boy, I just didn't seem like, boy, I just, it just wasn't there. I studied, boy, I thought, man, glory to God. Lord, me and you, we're going to set this thing on fire. Get up there and you don't even have a firecracker. Not even a fizzle. Amen. Before you get down the road and say, Lord, I'm just going to quit. Boy, before I ever get to the house. Amen. Glory be to God. There's a fire burning down in my bones. Amen. Hey, listen, pray God. I told you, I'm not no quitter. Praise God, I have a hard time. I have a hard time quitting. I have a hard time not being competitive. Amen. I've got a competitive gene in my body. Praise God, I like to win. Glory to God. I like to see people getting help. I like to see people getting in. I like to see people encourage and encouragers. Praise the Lord. Amen. But we have a tendency, we want to quit. We want to give up. We want to just slack up a little. Amen. But Hebrews chapter 10, the Bible says this. Verse 34 says, for you had compassion of me in my bonds and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Why don't we quit? Because there's something better ahead. Amen. We keep pressing on, praise God, because there's something better ahead, and we remember the lost. Amen. They don't have to stay in the condition they're in. They could be saved, praise God. They could be on the glory road, amen. They could be on the recovery road. They could be on the road of shouting and praising the Lord. I'm expecting it. Amen. He goes on, verse 35, said, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience. Here it is. Patiently waiting. You have need of patience. That after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Amen. God said He promised us our household, praise God, if we'd serve the Lord, love the Lord, and pray and ask Him that He'd give us our household. He said, for yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. He said, praise God, help is on the way. We just have to patiently wait, praise God, because, hey, why? Not, hey, it's not about us. It's about the lost. Amen. We're wanting to see them get in. Praise the Lord. He said, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But now watch this. He said, but we, that's me and you, that's born again believers, are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. He said, we are of those that are productive for the Lord. I told you, Brother Dan Stevenson used to, every morning he'd come in that door when he'd come visit us, and I'd say, Brother Dan, how you doing? He'd say, about two taters to the hill, preacher. I couldn't figure that out right before he died, and I figured out what it was, praise God. He said, I'm productive, but I'm not as productive as I'd like to be. Amen. Praise God. But he's patiently waiting. Glory be to God. I believe old brother Stevens is pretty productive today. I bet you, I can guarantee you there's not a one of shouting around the throne of grace more than he is. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. He loved the Lord. He loved his Savior. He loved the Lord with all his heart, praise God. He wasn't afraid to tell you. Praise His holy name. Amen? But we see that patience and faith and patience, praise God, is where we need to be to help those, to help us that we might not forget the lost, but that we remember. Why? Because we realize that we have the victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That we are victors. Me and you have already won. Amen. Wait, we ought to just shout the praises. Get up, jump up, take you a lap, praise God, and say, I'm a winner, glory to God. Amen. You say, preacher, what are you talking about when you say that we're winners? I want to say, praise God, it's just like you've already finished across the finish line. You say, well, the finish line's up ahead. People say, well, the finish line's up ahead. Praise God, I want to say the finish line's already been crossed. If you're a child of the King, praise God, He said on the cross of Calvary, it's finished. When we put our faith and trust in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we've got victory. It's finished. Amen. That's why Hebrew said, don't let your confidence slide back. Praise God, just keep pressing on because you'll win, or glory to God. Amen. They ain't no losers in God's family. We ever won winners. Praise the Lord. We have victory in Lord Jesus Christ. Look at Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7. He said, and to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels. Amen. Because of that, praise God, we're winners. Because we're on Jesus' side. Praise God, when He comes with the host of heaven, glory be to God, guess who's going to be the host? Amen. Praise God. Boy, that ought to prick your ears up. Glory, when Jesus comes, amen, me and you are going to be that host. Praise the Lord. We're going to come back shouting and praising God as He destroys all the wickedness as well with the words of His mouth, praise God, and the brightness is appearing. Glory to God. They're talking about this eclipse that's coming up in this month. We'll have a total lunar eclipse. It's going to be dark and all that stuff, and people's trying to buy special glasses. And glory to God, I tell you, when Jesus comes, special glasses won't help you none. Amen. The brightness of the company is going to be like lightning, going to be quick, fast, in a hurry. Glory be to God. I told him I was getting ready for this Bible school, and I was writing some stuff out for the teacher, and I thought about that. He said, He's coming as lightning, praise God. Matthew 24, I said, glory be to God. Can you imagine what that's going to be like? Amen. But I thought about that. I thought, you know what? It'd be nice, glory be to God, to get a picture of that. But I want to say, glory be to God, you ain't going to get a picture of lightning unless you got your camera up and ready. Hello? Amen. That means you got to be watching. That means you got to have the camera in your hand. You got to have it up your eye. You got to know the general direction. Praise God. And by the way, He's coming in the east. Amen. Praise God. We need to be looking to the east. Praise the Lord. Because one day in a little while, the sky is going to split and it's lightning. Praise God. 286,000 miles per second. Praise God. It's going to happen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise God, but me and you as victors, amen, glory be God, but we still need to remember the lost. We need to remember those people out there that don't know nothing about what I just told you. Now think about, ponder on that just a minute. There's people out there in this world, all around us now, that don't have any idea about what I've just been preaching about. I've been telling you about. Now, it's all familiar to you. But remember the lost. They don't know. They don't know what's going on. They don't know. They don't know that we have victory. We don't know we have victory because of the power. Amen. That power of the mighty one when He comes. Verse 11, He says, wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of His calling and fill all the good pleasures of His goodness and the work of faith with power. See, they don't know about the power that we have. They don't know about that power, praise God, that can be harnessed in the Lord Jesus Christ to help you overcome every obstacle. So when they run up against obstacle, what does the lost do? Praise God, they do just like an animal. They dig at it. Amen? I've been trapping these critters, getting them out of my corn. Anybody need some? Groundhogs, coons, possums. We transplant you, but I've been trapping them in them catch alive traps, so I can get rid of them. Do you know it's against the law to take them and set them out at Brother Rex's house? It's against the law. Take those poor little animals and set them out. You've got to take something and dispatch them, and then get rid of them.
Amen.
But lost people, I thought about that. It broke my heart because lost people are just like those little animals. They're trapped. Bible says, Timothy, he said, they're trapped in the snare of the devil. The devil's got a hold of them, and they don't know how to get loose. Amen. And it breaks my heart. I tell you, I must be getting old. Because used to, man, it didn't bother me. It wouldn't have bothered me a bit. But now, man, I'm like, why'd you get in there? Why couldn't you stay out of a garden? Why couldn't you go eat some other farmer's corn? My heart's bright. I don't like to do it. Amen. But I think about them poor old folks that's lost and undone without God. They're just like them poor critters. They don't know no better. They get caught in the trap and they have no way to get. But you know what they'll do? Sometimes if you get them caught early, by the next morning, those little old coons, they'll reach through that fence, their little old leg through there, and they'll dig just as far as they can dig over here. And then they'll get on the other side. They don't accomplish it, so they'll get on the other side and they'll dig. They'll reach through and they'll dig over here just as far as they can reach with their little pile, because the little slits on the sides are a little bit bigger. And they'll dig a little over here and they'll dig a little over here. They're trying to dig their way out. How many of our loved ones, how many of our children, our grandchildren, our babas and daddy, brothers, sisters, praise God, they're trying to dig their way out. But they can't get out. They're trapped. But boy, wouldn't it be nice if Jesus had come along. See, you come along and you can come along and you flip up a little lever in the front of that thing and you reach and get that flap. Brother Charles, you flip that up. Amen. And you take that over at Brother Rex's house in his driveway and set it down, flip that up. Boy, that right down into his garage. Amen. Did I say that out loud? But praise God, you know what needs to happen? We need to remember the lost. They're lost. Amen. Even Paisley, Madison thought that was funny. Amen. But these people are lost, and they're digging, they're scratching, but they can't get out till Jesus comes along and opens that gate. So He can open the snare of the devil. He's the only one that can release them from that snare. Amen. That's why we got to come alongside them and tell you, you know what? Jesus loves you. Amen. I was talking to a fellow the other day. We was doing some business and we was texting back and forth. And when I got done texting him, I said, oh, except by the way, I said, I just want to tell you, Jesus loves you, comma, and I do too. A few minutes later, he texted me back. And he said, well, thank you. He said, you don't know what that means. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just let them know that Jesus loves them. Praise. What does that do? That opens that latch, praise God, to get them out of that snare. Set them free. Amen. Praise God. The devil wants to snuff them out. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God that loves them. Amen. But we need to remember the lost, that they have power in the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to remember the lost. Why? Because in verse 8 he says, in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. He said we need to remember lost because they'll enter up in eternal destruction away from any hope of power they have from the Lord. Amen. But those of us who are empowered by the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we ought to take that power on the road. Everywhere we go, amen, lifting up the name of Jesus, praise God. You know how to take America back. Praise God, take the power back. Take the power back, praise God, in our hearts, our homes, our lives, praise God. Get the Lord Jesus, make Him prevalent in us. Make Him that biggest part, praise the Lord. Because we got to remember the lost, amen. Paul goes on in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and he begins to talk about, you say, why do we need? Because we need to remember the lost, because there's going to be a falling away. Amen? He said, there's coming a time of falling away. He said, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him. He said, it's getting close to going home time. that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as the day of the Lord is at hand. He said, let no man deceive you by any means, for they shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Amen? We need to remember the lost, because they come in a time of falling away. They come in a time that people will not desire God or godliness. But boy, while we have an opportunity, if we can catch their ear. You say, well, preacher, they won't listen. Oh yeah, they will listen. They'll pretend like they're not listening. Amen. But that shouldn't stop us from telling them the story. Amen. Telling them that old story of Jesus and His love, praise God. How He loved them and He died for them that they could be saved and released from the snare of the devil. Praise God. Be turned loose to escape. But He said, there's so much power here. Amen. There's so much presence here of the devil. 2 Thessalonians 2:9 says, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. A great deceiver. Someone with great power. Someone who's come there to tell them what they want to hear. Amen. We better be telling them what they need to hear so that they might be saved. Amen. And it leads to deception. Deception is rampant. In verse 10. In verse 10 he says, and with all deceivableness. Amen. Deception. Deceit. We're telling people today, you don't need to repent. Amen. Now they're saying, well, you don't need to pray. But you don't pray a day or two, you lose that line of communication. And what if somebody gets sick? Well, if you need something. Amen. You'd have to get that line hooked back up. Praise God, I like to keep that line connected. Well, I can talk to the Lord, but He said it's deceivableness and unrighteousness. That's not right in them that perish. Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. He said there's deception. There's unrighteousness. He said there's perishing. We need to remember the laws because there's people perishing. Amen. They're being cast into a place and away from the presence of God. They're going to hell. Hell's real. Amen. People are perishing. They're going there every day. And we need to remember the lost. Why? Because what Paul said, and I'm come full circle, and I'm going to finish. Paul said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, that they need to remember the lost. He said, we need to remember the lost because he said that for all men have not faith. Amen. We need to remember those lost people around us, and they're everywhere. Amen. I mean, there's a lot of people that profess, but they don't possess, and they're everywhere. They're not putting their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. They're not living according to the Word of God, but they profess to have something, not. Amen. And but he says that there's a whole lot of folks around us that they profess, but he's for all men have not faith. But he goes on and he says this. He talks about a people. He goes on in chapter 3. He talks about people that's outside of the will of God. Amen. And he says in verse 15. This really caught my attention the other morning as I was reading this. He said yet count him not as an enemy. Now he's talking about somebody that's living outside, just a little outside the will of God, kind of going just a little bit in the wrong direction. And he says, yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Amen. He said, that one that's just a little bit out of bounds, that one that's just going a little bit astray, he said, don't count him as an enemy. Who's our enemy? The devil. Amen. I preached a message on that. I hope you got it. Our enemy is the devil. He said, don't count him as a like we would the devil. Count him as a brother and admonish him as you would a brother. But let me ask you a question. And boy, God smote my heart with this the other morning. If we should admonish a brother, if we should not count a brother as an enemy, amen, but admonish him, love him, encourage him as a brother, how much more that lost person? That person, that lost person that don't know no better. Amen? Remember the lost because they don't know no better. And if we'll admonish a brother, praise God, we are to admonish that one that's lost. We're to have patience with that one's lost. Patience in our faith, praise God, to tell them about Jesus and encourage their hearts. You know what that does? You know what that does? What that does, that they're trapped. They're in that snare of the devil. And you go over there and you put your foot on that edge of that thing and you begin to mash it. When they get their leg caught in that trap, if you ain't trappers, you don't know what I'm talking about. But they got their leg caught in that trap and you put your foot on one side and mash it. Usually you do this after the victim is deceased. Okay? Because they're not real happy. And then you put your foot on the other side and you mash that down and them jaws fall open and you can pull them out. I had a little old coon one day. I think I told you this. My nephew trapped him. Well, he wasn't very good catch-chase trap. So I go up there, and here's this coon's in this trap. He's got his little old leg in there, and he looked pitiful. Of course, he's probably the one that's deceased now because he probably won't eat my corn. But he was he looked pitiful, and I felt sorry for him. And I told him, I said, look, buddy, I said, if you won't bite me, and we, you know, if we get an agreement here, I'll turn you loose. I'll let you go. I'll set you free. Okay, I said, you know, and there was a hole there where a groundhog had been going something. And so I took eased over there and I took my foot and I reached down and he was right there, chained about this long. And I put my foot on that thing and I mashed it down real easy. And I took a stick on the other side and he honest to goodness, he turned his head and looked back in that hole and laid down there like, okay, get this over with. And I opened that trap up and eased it off his foot. And he just stood there for a minute. And he realized he was free. And he looked at me like, really? Really? You mean, he's waiting on the next big thing. I said, okay, you're free. Amen. But ain't that just what we need to do for those that's lost? Just need to help them get out of that snare of the devil. Open that trap up and just say, you know what? Go on, you're free. You're free. Turn them loose. Let them go. How do you do it? The Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, it shone abroad in our hearts. You know, so what was Paul telling the Thessalonians? He said, listen, he said, it ain't always going to be a bed of roses. He said, cause them thorns is pretty prickly. But praise God, he said, if you just love each other, admonish each other, lift up each other, so much more that man that's lost and undone without God. We ain't going to win them if we can't love them. Amen. You say, well, preacher, it's hard to love old lost people. Yeah, I know. It is. But they're lost. Tonight, we just need to remember that they're lost. They're caught in the snare of the devil. They're in pain. They're hurting. They're in agony. Amen. Can't get loose. They can't dig out. They can't climb out. They can't pull out. Amen. Sometimes they try to chew their way out. It's when they're gnawing at us. But praise God, when you open that snare of the devil and you let them go. Paul was saying, hey, listen. He said, fellas, listen, no matter what you do, remember that all men do not have faith. All men are not saved. So we can't treat all men the same. But praise God. He said, we ought to love each other the same. Amen. So we can't hang out with them. Can't go places, can't do the things they do. These things that they do that I don't agree with. But praise God, I love their soul. I hate the sin, I love their soul. But Paul says we got to remember they're lost. Amen. So listen, I hope you get this tonight, and I'm just saying this. Praise God. All these youngins and people and things in their life, praise God, that seem like they're just bound and determined to go to hell. Amen. Just realize they're in a trap. And we may be the only ones that can set them free. Amen.